Television networks offer a truckload of popular unscripted programs, some of which lampoon working-class white Southern culture. Think Here Comes Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty. They are popular. Our TV critic Eric Deggans has been wondering why it's so easy to start up shows that exploit stereotypes of white people.
MTV tried cashing in on the redneck TV trend with its own hyped-up platform for young Southern kids behaving badly, Buck Wild. And this is what it took to get it off the air.
Budding reality star Shane Gandy was discovered dead in his SUV, the victim of accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, 1 week later, MTV is making the bombshell decision to cancel his hit show, Buck Wild.
Gandy was the star of a so-called reality TV show that played like a Southern fried version of Jersey Shore. It stars a dim-witted crew of young people in West Virginia drinking hard and riding pickup trucks through ditches filled with mud.
Oh, shit! Carrie, you ever been mudding?
Yeah, I used to get mud all the time in high school.
Oh, yeah? Well, you ain't never been mudding with me.
Small wonder some locals complain the show was a black mark on West Virginia. It highlighted oversexed, undereducated kids whose favorite pastimes included joyriding inside construction equipment.
Oh, my.
Go, go, go.
Southern-based exploitation TV shows are only the beginning of reality TV's Caucasian cliches. There are the violent, in-your-face Italian ladies in VH1's Mob Wives.
I've poisoned people. I've shot them. I stabbed my last boyfriend in front of his mother.
The backwards rural kids wandering around New York City in TLC's Breaking Amish.
Dropped out of school early.
Third or fourth grader can probably read three times better than I can.
And the lustful brides in My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
My first husband was my third cousin. Our family believes in incest.
That's a big pile of the worst stereotypes about white working class people around. And here's the thing. There aren't nearly as many shows like this about African Americans or Latinos. Late last year, the Oxygen Channel tried to create a new one, developing a pilot featuring rapper Shawty Low.
So you guys, he might be known as a rapper, but here in Atlanta, he's known for having 11 kids and 10 baby mamas.
The backlash against this travesty was immediate and powerful.
Outrage and calls now for cancellation over a new reality show that's about to hit the airwaves. So here's what it's called, All My Baby's Mamas.
Radio personalities complained on air. Harsh coverage came from CNN and Fox News, and more than 30,000 protesters signed a petition against the show on change.org. And it worked. Oxygen announced it wouldn't develop the series. So why haven't these other shows stereotyping white people seen protests just as strong? I suspect it's because too many folks see stereotypes as a problem mostly for people of color. We've got lots of practice criticizing degrading images of black and brown people. Activists know how to gather the news stories, book the media appearances, and assemble the petitions to press their case. Advertisers get nervous, and programmers think twice. What many forget is it can be just as easy to stereotype white working-class folks, and just as hard to scrub those stereotypes off our TV screens.
Eric Deggans, regular guest here and TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.
Thank you.